And we'd have Kelly Meredith in studio today, and we have Carrie Olinger also, both with Butternut. I don't know if the official title, Carrie, if you have an official title, everybody has a title, right?
I'm the executive director of the Schwamigan Humane Association up in Ashland.
Okay, very good. All right, and Kelly, we know Kelly Meredith, of course.
So I wear many hats.
Yes.
Here I am today.
So you wanted to come in, Kelly, and talk a little bit about an ordinance and stuff that's kind of been tweaked a little bit and defined better, I guess, for the city of Butternut, right?
Yeah, so like all municipalities, Butternut has its ordinance book that, you know, addresses all the little details about living in Butternut and all the rules and regulations. And we have had animal ordinances in the past. However, they're very scant, and they basically address animals, dogs, mostly, from a nuisance standpoint. They deal with excessive barking and running at large, and there's like a line or two, and that's it. We've never really had any ordinances on our books that actually speak to animal welfare, you know, making sure your animal has, you know, got enough food, has enough shelter, and things like that.
So that's being defined in there. And Carrie, you were kind of involved with the process here a little bit?
Yeah, a group of us got together and kind of worked off the ordinances that were just enacted in Price County and kind of tailored it to be good for like the Butternut area. I'm really hoping that this kind of starts a movement of ordinances being updated for many municipalities, because like even in our county, the ordinances go back from like 1980, and I mean they're very plain, don't go in depth. So when there is an animal welfare call, there is no verbiage that kind of explain exactly what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. So there's a gray area. So like these ordinances really lay out the words like what is okay and what is not okay. And so I'm really excited that Butternut took this on, because I'm hoping that it kind of spreads heading north into our county, that and anywhere else too, that you know, we care about animals and we want to make sure they're safe, and everyone's following those ordinances.
So is there anything in the new outline that people would be like, is there anything that stands out or anything maybe that stood out for you that made you want to do this?
Well, actually, the Price County ordinances actually define animal cruelty, and I've never seen any language that actually speaks to that. I mean, we all have sort of common sense ideas about how you take care of your dog or your cat, but this actually lays it out very specifically. And one of the things I liked is that it even includes exercise. Like if you have a 200-pound dog, you know, you want to make sure that dog gets out and gets to run. Otherwise, you know, that's a form of torture to just leave it penned up and never get to move it and things like that. So I really love the level of detail that was in the Price County ordinances. And that's why in Butternut, it's actually an entire chapter now in our ordinance book. It's chapter 16. And anybody who's interested, Cindy Pritzel is working on getting it on our website so that you can just look it up there. But in the meantime, if you just want to go down to the village hall and ask her for a copy, she will give it to you. I have it here printed out. It's like several pages. It's many pages. So
And what's really nice now, so many communities have shelters. We have Catkins here, a great shelter, of course. So if people have a situation where they maybe got a dog as a puppy and then it got big and they're like, oh boy, I can't run this dog, they have a place now, right? They have a place where they can just go and say, you know what, this dog isn't going to be happy because my lifestyle changed, and you can make it happen. The old days, it used to be you had to find a friend who knew a friend or a grandpa or something.
And that still unfortunately does happen. But I mean, like recently the Schwamigan Humane Association took over animal control housing for the counties. That was in October of last year, so it's kind of been a learning process for us, and so we try to be a place for these animals to go, as well as Catkins. They're a great resource in Price County. They can't take care of their animal, they need help, or even if they need behavior assistance or help, we both are there to kind of assist so that they don't end up getting loose or getting hurt or hit by a car or biting someone, you know. It's a really important resource. The Humane Society is they help out with those situations and such.
And yeah. I'll just interject, because this kind of goes along with the ordinances. There's absolutely no shame in having to surrender your animal. In fact, that's the honorable, responsible thing. If it's not working out, nobody ever asks you questions like, how did you get in this mess, or why? But no, there's none of that. There's no guilt. There's no shame. Do the right thing. Be responsible. And so with these ordinances, yes, now we have a whole process of enforcing all these laws. However, at the end of the day, what we'd really like to do is be a resource and to work with you to help you take good care of your cat, your dog, or, you know, your animal.
Yeah. What about chickens?
Okay. That was a new one. Okay. And that this one isn't from the Price County. This one we got off of the DePere ordinances. But people had been coming to the board for years and saying, hey, I would really like to raise chickens. And the board at the time said, absolutely not. We are not considering this. No, go away.
For the city, inside the city limits.
Inside the village limits.
Right.
But we've had a change. And, you know, I personally had always been kind of supportive of it. And I think it's kind of a very progressive thing in a lot of ways to raise your own chickens, have your own eggs. The problem with making any kind of ordinance in Butternut is that we have kind of a range of properties. We have people who live way, and when you look at the village limits on a map, we have people who live way out in the country, and then we have, like, where I live, which is downtown, and my lot's like 20 feet wide.
Right.
So when you start to craft ordinances for that type of a range, it gets kind of tricky. So with the chicken ordinances, how we set it up is that there are some legitimate setbacks. In other words, you really can't have chickens if you're backyard is the size of a postage stamp. You just don't have enough room.
Right.
But if you have, particularly for those people who are more out in the country or people who have very large lots, you know, if you meet the setback requirements, you can have chickens now. You can have four. You can't have any roosters. And there is a permit process. And again, that's on our website, the village website. There's a permit, and you also have to register with the Department of Agriculture. So,
Are you fearing picketing that roosters are chickens too?
The problem with roosters is obviously they crow at night, and that becomes.
Shut up.
I know, exactly. Like, oh my goodness.
Shut up.
Yeah.
but that is, especially with the price of eggs and what's going on in this country. I'm sure
we've had a lot of discussion.
A lot of inquiries. But if people want to do that within their city, their village of Butternut, they just need to get a permit or something?
Yeah, just stop in at the village hall, or you can go online or talk to Cindy. We've got it all set up for the permit process. There's a form you have to fill out. You have to demonstrate that you have a lot that's large enough to accommodate this. But and the chicken ordinances are pretty brief. They're like they're 12 points, but they're all basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
The highlight is four and no chickens. Or
and
roosters.
And layers, too.
Yeah.
Not like a meat processing facility.
It's not exactly.
Now, Carrie, we talk about catkins a lot here at the station because they're right here. But, of course, Ashland County is just right over the line, right there north of us. So talk a little bit about Ashland County, about the animal control and some of the struggles that you have in Ashland County.
So we lost our housing facility for animal control in October of last year. And there was no place for animal control to go. And in 2017, we built our shelter, and we did not build the shelter to think of that we needed to accommodate animal control. So within like, I think 7 days, we transformed our garage into animal control.
Wow.
And tons of efforts from the community, volunteers, staff to clean out our garage, reorganize, get kennels put in, get walls put up, get cat cages put in. Within 7 days we had animal control roll in, and it's been a learning curve. There's some things we have to figure out and such.
And this is right in Ashland?
Yes. Over by Walmart. Yep. So we are, it's doing great now. We think it's kind of a little more fluid as far as like getting animals in, because we have viewing hours. People can call us and see if their animal's there. Previously, there was an issue because you couldn't really call the housing facility directly. So now dispatch handles animal welfare complaints. So if there's anything that is going on that you're concerned about, you call dispatch, and the police officers are handling those complaints. But if any stray animals come in, they come right to our shelter. We intake them, and then if they do not get redeemed, we put them up for adoption in the same facility. So,
are you as overwhelmed up there as Catkins is here?
We have been. This year has been, in 2024 was really bad. I mean, we had unprecedented numbers as far as like surrenders, not a ton of strays, but a lot of people losing their home, not enough money for vet care, not enough money to feed the animals and care for the animals. So we had a lot of influx of surrenders. It's kind of slowed down, knock on wood. Our slow time is right now, but we anticipate in the spring being very overwhelmed, especially because we're only working with a very small area for animal control. So we're anticipating having to figure out if we need expansion or something like that to accommodate animals, because when spring comes and kitten season and puppy season's here, mm-hmm. it just explodes.
Because you just don't get one, you get the litter.
Yes.
Yeah, you get the litter. We have a very unique situation here because, you know, we have people in Butternut, obviously, that are very close to Catkins here, and the Ashland shelter is, you know, 60 miles.
Yep,
so
for sure.
We have a lot of people in Butternut that do utilize the local Catkins.
Absolutely.
Right?
I will kind of interject that with the introduction of these ordinances, we in Butternut actually have now our own, well, we've always had our own humane officer, but now our humane officer is Todd Linsmeyer, who most of you in Butternut know. He hasn't gone to the official training yet. That'll be this September. But he's somebody who can actually like investigate complaints, or if people have concerns, they can contact Cindy at the Village Hall, and then Cindy can contact Todd, and then we can actually sort of start meeting this out and figuring out what to do. Before, though, we have had animal ordinance, we've had humane officers in the past, they've been way off site, and so then you're kind of trying to juggle that. And Todd is born and raised in Butternut, and everybody knows him, and he's an incredible. And I did invite him to be on the radio, but he declined because he said his voice sounds terrible. That was Todd's reason. But he also has a job. Oh. Well, so do I. But
he's got to start He's got to stop barking back.
Exactly.
At the
dog. I guess. Yeah. I guess. You know. Yeah. So, but point being, we do actually have somebody. So, if people in Butternut have a concern about an animal and they're not sure where to go, you know, you can contact the Village Hall, and Cindy can contact Todd, and we can actually start getting things done.
Right.
Because now we actually have something to enforce. Before, we didn't have anything to enforce. We couldn't say anything. I mean, there's nothing to do.
Sure.
So.
And when it comes to the humane society part of pets, I guess that's if you see something, say something kind of thing is always.
Yes.
I mean, don't be afraid to call the local authorities and say, you know what? This dog's been tied up out there for a long time.
Yes.
Or this dog doesn't look good. And just have them check on it.
Right,
you know, it doesn't hurt, right?
Absolutely. And Ashland County will do that also. And I have actually done that and called, you know, dogs that are tied up and twisted up so they can't get to their own food or their own shelter. They will come and do those investigations and untangle or contact the owner. But just having our own local ordinances makes it a little bit easier and a little more fluid for us to, like, deal with things before it gets to that level.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, and with the announcement of the chickens, I'd like to announce Joel's Morning Show chicken service now available.
Yay!
I will come and... See, I had chickens growing up as a kid. I love that. That process of reaching under the hen and grabbing an egg is dangerous and warm, because sometimes they don't like that stuff. But that is something that people are looking into. Can you get them to lay the golden egg would even be better.
I know. We could
They're all golden. They're all golden now.
One day it'll happen.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If people want to see or have any questions about kind of the rewritten ordinances, where can they see that, Kelly?
Well, like I said, you can go to the Village website, because Cindy's, and it might not be up just right this moment, but Cindy is working on getting that up on our website. In the meantime, if it's not there right this second, you could just stop in. She can print you off a copy and you could read it. That's like I said, it's an entire chapter now.
Yeah, yeah. So. And Carrie, where can people go online? You know, sometimes people are looking for a dog, but they need a certain type of dog, or maybe there's something that they love and they don't see it here at Catkins. They want to check out your site. Where do they go for that?
Absolutely. Our website is chaadopt.org. And if you are interested or looking for a dog, you can always fill out an application ahead of time. We keep them on file for a year. So we can give you a buzz when one comes in. You'll be pre-approved to adopt. So we have plenty of animals that come in, all different types and breeds and purebreds and mixes, and so reach out, adopt, don't shop.
Yay, do that. Yes,
we have our house dog Toby here, who wants to talk a little bit about his great new owners, Gray and Rachel.
For those of you who there's a dog here in the studio right this moment, and he's lovely. His name is Toby, and he's beautiful.
Yes, he is our official station dog. And
station
when you come into the station, he'll greet you with a couple of barks to let everybody know.
George Faltinowski and I were on for Village Fest this fall, and Toby was in the booth with us, and all of a sudden, Toby decided it was time to bark.
It was
so I was like, okay, time to go.
Had something to say. All All right, some very good information there, and I'm sure if the price of eggs stay up, we're going to have more people take advantage of having a few hens.
No roosters.
Oh,
no roosters, right. Sorry, no roosters.
All right,
sorry.
Carrie, thank you for taking time to come in. Kelly, as always.
Thank you, Joel. It's always good.
We appreciate you coming in. More of Reality Radio, local information coming up.